is it that you can say as far as the durability and the consistency of quarterbacks? What is the biggest key to it? If you had to pick,
I gotta find some wood to knock on first, man. I feel like it's the kiss of death, but you know, to me, it comes down to, I mean, one, you have to really do a great job of taking care of your body all year. I mean, it starts, you know, from when the season ends, and it's basically an everyday process throughout the year of trying to take care of yourself and ensure that you're going to be ready to take, you know, the pounding that goes through, you know, that comes with going through a season. And so for me, you know, that's one of the things I work on all the time. You know, you have to have good players around you. I've been fortunate throughout my career to have a lot of really good players around me. And then you have to get a little bit lucky too. I mean, that's just part of it playing in this league. You got to get a little bit lucky and make sure the hits just don't hit right. So, I've been fortunate, but you know, work really hard to try and take care of myself as well.
Phillip Rivers is also in that category. I think he started like 160 some straight games.
Yeah.
Is there something that, I mean, looking at him from afar and of course, seeing before you came into the league, he was already there.
Sure.
Is there something that you see, you know, from afar from his game that, you know, sort of helps him as far as that longevity is concerned?
Well, yeah, I mean, he's got a quick release. There's no question about that. He knows where to go with the football. He knows when to get rid of it. He's got a great feel for, you know, when to extend plays and when to, you know, kind of ditch it and cut your losses. And to me, I think the number one thing that stands out anytime you talk about Phillip is his consistency throughout his career. I mean, he's been a great player for a long time and has continued to play at a really high level for a long time. And you know, it's just really impressive.
Matt, talking about the, you know, keeping your body right, you said a lot of things on radio about what you do and your routine. When you went out to California and you met with those guys, they taught you some things too about, you know, keeping your body right. What were some of the things you took out of those meetings with those guys that you maybe do differently?
To me, it was just, you know, the way that came down to just training for your shoulder, training for your throwing muscles. You know, the amount of training that I put in during the off season was probably more than I have done for specific muscle groups. And then, you know, the amount of maintenance training that you're doing during the season is different from what I've done in the past. So from that standpoint, my throwing, you know, the muscles that you're using when you're throwing, I feel really good. My shoulder feels really good. As far as the other things, I think, you know, there's no getting around it. Sleep is like the number one most important thing. Every study that you look at, every time, you know, you try and do any research on recovery, on training, on whatever, any kind of performance enhancing stuff, I mean, it all comes down to sleep. And so it's not easy. I mean, it's not easy to, you know, to always try and get 9 hours. I mean, especially because we're in here early, but it takes effort. I mean, you gotta force yourself to go to bed early, and it's just something that I've worked on throughout my career. I've gotten better and better, and now, you know, I'm an early to bed kind of guy and early up in the morning.
Any sleep aids or anything like that, or just, you know?
No, I mean, playing games and practice and all that kind of stuff, and all the amount of training that we're doing in the work during the day. By the time my head hits the pillow, I'm out.
Matt, what Coach said that he had talked with the league, the head of officials. What is you all's understanding of what happened on the last play there?
Honestly, I mean, that's for our coaches and those, you know, guys to handle. For us as players, we move on, you know, and if we're going to sit here worrying about it on Wednesday, what happened this past Sunday, you know, we're going to give San Diego an advantage. And so I think guys have moved on. You know, we'll let those guys handle that upstairs. And right now our focus is 100% on San Diego.
Does they didn't share with you all what they talked to the league about?
No, you'd have to talk to Q.
You wouldn't tell us.
Well, he didn't even mention it to us, so you got more than I did.
Now, with these two home games coming, you guys can probably start to see a little bit of separation if you guys take advantage of this and the way the division's shaking out. Are you guys kind of happy to be home and kind of maybe take a little, you know, move a little bit ahead?
Yeah, I think certainly happy to be home. I don't think we're worried about anybody else or what's going on around the league. I mean, for us, it's kind of been that tunnel vision all season and just worrying about this week. But after being on the road for the past 2 weeks, and I think maybe 4 out of the first 6 games, it is nice to be home. It'll be great to have our fans you know, getting loud in the dome. So it'll be good to get back there.
Any thoughts on wearing the throwback uniforms?
I'm a fan of the throwback uniforms. I always like wearing them. I think we've got a pretty good record in them. So I think they look good, and it'll be fun to wear them.
What do you think about the all black? I know some guys want it all black.
Muhammad's been all over that, trying to get that going. We wore them my rookie year. I'm also a big fan of the all blacks. I like those as well.
Hey, Matt, typically when people think of the Chargers, I'd like to think generally they think offense. They think of Phillip Rivers, Antonio Gates. Defensively, you know, it's kind of an afterthought. I know that they're like top five in rushing defense. Mm-hmm. What else jumps out at you?
The front seven. I mean, I think they've had some injuries in the secondary, but they're going to have good players back there. But their front seven does a great job, as you mentioned, against the run. They do a great job in terms of their pressure package, creating good matchups and getting after the passer as well. So for us, it's going to be really important to win at the line of scrimmage. That's where it all starts for us.
Is Bosa as good as advertised? I know you came on late, but
he's played well. I mean, when he's gotten his opportunity, maybe two or three games, I think. He's played well. I mean, he's done a good job. High motor guy, plays really hard, and has some, you know, serious talent. So he's a guy we're going to have to, you know, be aware of where he's at.